that's what I was thinking.
Now we're good to go.
Okay, for the Dimeback next year, you are going, Jason?
Yep.
Okay, you are going to be the editor, editor-in-chief.
That's factually correct.
That's factually correct. Great, excellent. Okay, what do you put, okay, compared to the paper this year, I think it's a pretty good paper this year. I told that to BJ. I think it's good paper. He didn't get sued. I don't think there haven't been any lawsuits yet.
You don't plan on getting sued next year either.
Okay, you don't plan on getting sued next year.
No.
Okay. All right, Chris, you are going to have my column in there, right?
Like I said, we don't plan on getting sued next year, so
so I'm going to be up on regular.
I'll talk about
okay, that'll be one of those off-air issues.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you plan to do? Now, what are the major differences going to be?
I think the primary difference next year, it's really not a change in the paper, but it's going to be kind of building upon some of the good things that they've done this year. We're going to try and get more interesting, really in-depth, deep stories that explain things to people, not just covering events, but covering issues, that type of coverage, because I think that's what people are really looking for in a newspaper. They want to know what's really going on in their campus, how are their dollars being spent, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Why decisions are being made. They want to know that type
of thing. That's good. So you're going to do like a series of topics?
We're going to have lots of series. We're going to have one of the things that we're adding on the staff this year is two special projects editors who are going to handle that type of in-depth story or, series.
What kind of topics are you going to go for?
Some of the things we're going to look
surveillance
at.
Cameras in the bathroom.
I'm sure that's something that we'll be looking at once they start to put them up. But one of the things we're definitely looking at, looking into is development, all the campus construction. How are these decisions made? Why are they made? How much it costs? That's one thing I don't think students really see, the decision-making process. Why did we build a plant sciences building? I'm not criticizing the decision. I'm just saying I would like to know as a student, why did we spend $600 million or whatever we spent on the plant sciences building?
What I want to know is why they get rid of the radio, television, film department here at this university.
There's another one.
That's a bird-brain decision, and I curse the administration for doing that. It's a ridiculous decision, yet they're erecting a plant science building.
That's another place where we should have looked in, and we could have really looked in and done a takeout on why that really happened.
Exactly, because, somebody had to think about what happened there.
A lot of it's going to be following the money, following how money is being spent. Another important thing I think that's going to change is the way that we cover minority issues. I think covering minorities on campus, it's been very issue or not. I mean, event oriented. Let's go cover a diversity forum, a black event, a Jewish event. We want to know what's really going on within these communities. We want to know what's going on with the black community, what's really going on with the Jewish community.
You mean Asian communities too.
Besides, they're holding some event. We want to know what's really going on, and there's
what they're doing and stuff.
Definitely. Not just what they're doing, but problems they're having, good things that are going on.
Yeah, I've been questioning this for a while.
Right.
Committee meetings should be open so that students can come in and hear why decisions are being made and speak out. And this is why it's important that the meetings be open so that the press can cover it so that we know what's going on.
Yeah, I curse
them. We can let people know.
Exactly.
I think one important thing to do, regardless of whether the SGA meetings whether they open up the SGA meetings, I think one important thing to do is once this is all over with, we need to talk to the players involved and really find out what happened. Not just what happened there, but why certain decisions were made, why funding decisions were made, what their processes are.
You mean the closed meeting?
Right. Why they made the
Corey
decisions.
Davis.
other people.
I think it's
really important for us to look at and take some time and look at why certain decisions are made, and possibly even, with our news coverage, look into the amount of money certain groups get for certain things. Not to pick out a group, but I'm making up one in my mind. Water polo club. If we had a water polo club that only had 20 members and they're
getting $20,000 or something.
Getting $6,000, is that really justified? And
I have a question. How come the chess club needs over $1,000? They play chess. All they needed are those stupid timers. I was in there. I played chess. There ain't no reason why they need as much money as they do.
That's a really good question. I think stuff like that
the
are things
chess
that
club.
We should really look into. We should really look. We should take that document when they finish the budget and really spend some time looking at the nitty-gritty of everything.
No, I was looking at the nitty-gritty of everything. Not only that, don't even look, when you go and look at that budget, the budget that they have at the front desk isn't even the right one. because I in my article I printed some numbers, and then I got some feedback, and they said it was the wrong numbers. What the hell is that? They're sitting there giving the public the wrong numbers. Like for the course review book that's coming out, said in the book 10,000, and I print 10,000. And then I think his name is Rajiv Ramadan or something.
Yeah, Rajiv Ramanathan, the from the New Party, yeah.
Yeah, he got all pissed at me. He wrote me, and he was like, "Hey, man, you wrote the wrong numbers." I was like, "I wrote the numbers that I got out of the book."
Well, that's because you didn't know that the part of the 10,000 that was supposed to go into the course review book this year was allocated by the SGA last year to go towards the ACC conference.
But
like
shouldn't
I was last
but
week.
Shouldn't that be in the
that
book?
Should be
shouldn't
updated.
Shouldn't they update that?
They should be updated.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that's one of the things that kind of ticks me off.
Yeah.
Another interesting issue that kind of ties into finance is something that I don't think a lot of people know.
Mm-hmm.
When groups are allocated, let's say $6,000, and they only spend $4,000, I was talking to some SGA finance committee members today, and they were telling me that that money gets taken back by the university,
mm-hmm.
and it's not put back in the fund to be spent again.
Mm-hmm.
So when we need to talk a little bit about how well our, you know, we cover the budget process and how much is allocated, but we never at the end of the year look to see how much was really spent on student activities and how much the university is taking back.
And what was it spent on? What did the university get for its investment?
Well, what I mean is there's a lot of money. It's an all or nothing type thing. There's a lot of money. If a group does not spend it the way they, or does not spend their money, then it gets taken back by the university.
Exactly.
And I don't know where that money goes. I don't know what they use that money for, and that's our student activities fees.
Would I? Okay, and they're also raising that $5 just for show UM, and I think that's pretty weird. $5. How much is student activities? It's like $48.
I want to say if it's
per person.
It's around 26 and 11 per semester, I think. 26, I believe it is for full time. 11 for part time, I think. Don't quote me on that, but it's in that area.
Oh, okay. Because I mean, they're raising another $5 just for the shuttle, and
yeah.
I think that's kind of weird. The shuttle.
I don't know. I mean,
I think it's running fine right now.
You're talking about the idea of the shuttle running between 8:30 and 10 p.m., right?
Yeah, it's something like that. And when most people won't even have to use it.
Well, I don't know, because remember that there's a lot of commuters that use this campus, and that it'll be easier for them because they won't have to drive here, because they won't have to drive, because they can take the bus in.
What's wrong, Jason?
It just doesn't have it in here.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, most commuters can ride the bus to the campus, but they have to leave early. Or they won't have any other way of getting home unless they drive in and out.
Well, that's if you live in select areas, right?
Yeah, if the bus is extended to 10 o'clock, then you know you can stay on campus a little bit longer and enjoy it some more. Yeah, it'll be good for commuters.
That's true.
They'll live closer.
Yeah, and then they won't have to go to the parking lots and get robbed.
Hey, thus the cameras, right?
Yeah. Okay, how about color?
Go for that. That's a really good topic.
I think you could afford to at least put one picture per day in color. Yeah, the whole paper.
That's not what my general manager says.
Yeah, do it a rainbow.
Gotta make one letter.
Do the writing, the font. Okay, there you go.
We're about to have our budget meeting for the newspaper, and I have to have my budget approved by the Maryland Media Board of Directors. I'm going to put together three separate plans. One that would give us color in the fall, full color once a week, probably
on
Mondays.
You wouldn't want to just spread it out, maybe... like a little bit here, a little bit there.
Well, part of the problem is we want to do it somewhat regularly so our staff can get trained on it, but mm-hmm. we don't want to do it every day, because I don't know if you've ever seen a paper just change the color. At first, it's really tough to get things to look good.
Maybe just the front page, or
right. It's going to be the front page.
Okay.
One day a week.
Yeah, you're not going to do
under
the,
one
you're
proposal.
Not gonna do the commentary.
The next one.
Wow. Yeah, put my picture in full color. There you go.
Wow. The other, because of budget constraints.
My middle finger up.
two of the other proposals are to put color on the pages in 2 years, and then there's a 3-year plan, which is the most likely one to win, where we'd buy all the equipment we would need and the infrastructure, and then actually we wouldn't buy it. We'd set aside the money for the equipment so we could turn over to color, because it's going to be an expensive proposition.
Now, of course, the Diamondback is funded with university dollars. What kind of budget do y'all have? What kind of revenue do you bring in? I want to know. I think that's interesting. Even though it's not public information,
right.
I mean, you're not required to disclose it, because, I mean, like, even in the SGA, most
right.
people, well, I guess they're all supposed to, but they have problems there. What kind of money do y'all do? What's your business? What's your worth?
Our worth, I'm not exactly sure what our actual worth is, but I can tell you for this year that how much it's going to cost to put out the paper, to put out the publication, and run our production shop is going to run about $1 million this year.
Yeah, that was my guess.
Right. It's going to be about $1 million. Uh-huh. Last year it was around 900 and something thousand. Our ad revenue pretty much covers most of our expenses every year.
I would
year.
Hope so.
Yeah. Well, we also do have...
too.
We also do have... we have money in bank accounts and mutual funds.
And you got to set aside some for lawyers and insurance.
Oh, yeah. That's all within the budget. But our money that's in bank accounts and mutual trust is making interest, and that also helps pay for the paper,
mutual
too.
Mutual funds. I like right. those. Yeah. That's good. How about salaries?
What about them?
What are you making?
I don't know yet. The board actually has to vote on it.
David Allen would not tell me, and BJ would not tell me.
BJ and David wouldn't tell you?
Yeah, they wouldn't tell me.
I'll tell you, it's going to be around $10,000 a year.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of hours.
Holy crap.
When you look at all the hours that we'll end up putting
I'll
in.
I'll make dip, and I sit here for a half hour.
You look at all the hours that our staff members put in, and it actually says something about working for the Diamondback.
Holy
it shows
hours.
How dedicated people are. Even though it's $10,000 a year, I won't even make minimum wage. I might make half of minimum wage for the hours I work. And it's pretty much the same for every staff member. There's not one staff member in there in terms of, like, copy editors or any other editor that's going to make minimum wage.
I mean, it's hard work working in the newsroom. I mean, I really didn't appreciate how much time and effort goes into putting this paper together until I actually, you know, started to learn how to do it. And he's right. You know, for the amount of work we're putting in, we probably should be paid more, but I don't think the board will see
not
our way.
Now, how about me? Am I still going to get my $11 per article?
We'll talk to the SGA about that. I mean, I can't help you with that.
The SGA.
How much is WMUC getting?
No.
$11 per article, Chris?
No, I'm talking about per article.
That's our staff.
Oh, per article. I thought you meant for...
I don't know. I don't know now, but I'll know at the end of next week.
Okay, because right now I'm getting paid like $10.16.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Minus the taxes. Yeah, I don't know.
Let's figure it out right now, shall we?
I don't know. I think it's worth it. But I was a little bit ticked because I wrote so many articles, and finally, last semester, Dilshad, like after I wrote like four articles, Dilshad goes, "Hey, Ben, are you going to submit your story thing?
Story bill.
Story bill?" I'm like, "What the hell is that? To get paid?" I'm like, you mean I could have gotten paid? Yeah, now there is a limit. There is a deadline to when you could submit it. I'm like, I just waved goodbye to like $100, and that really ticked me off. What are y'all writing?
No.
If y'all gonna sit there writing notes to each other while we're on the air?
I was writing love notes, man, about tomorrow.
Okay. Well, what's going on tomorrow? Are y'all still on training, right?
Yeah. We're still on training.
Yeah. Tomorrow we're actually gonna run the paper again. Last night we ran the paper and it went great. Our staff worked like a charm. I mean, it took us longer than it normally takes. It took us actually a lot longer. We were there till about 3 a.m. But
lovely computers.
One thing, you know, it was the first time that our staff was alone working together, and we ended up, we worked like a great team, I thought.
Really
I was really proud of. Yeah, I was everyone except for one of our editors, but I was really proud of the team.
Okay, who are the editors going to be next year?
Which ones would you like to know? It's a long list.
Diversions.
Diversions editor is going to be Fritz Hahn for one semester.
No, he was it this year.
Right.
Semester.
Right.
Okay, how about commentary is going to be Chris
commentary Mergen. Editors?
Yeah,
how'd you guess?
Now, where'd you get this idea? I'm just kidding.
This is the dumbest thing you've ever done. No, it's all good.
What other editors do you have? Yeah, sports editor, sports.
John Solomon, he's really qualified. He has a lot of experience writing sports. He's a really great guy, really great reporter, really great writer, and really great editor.
Yeah, it's Frank Cho coming back.
Not that I know of.
We can pick him up for syndication. How much does it cost for
but
syndication?
But I am talking to some people who...
we have to have Frank Cho here.
I am talking to some campus artists who do some professional work.
Okay, now you're talking about some good artists, because I'm sick of this stupid... What the hell is this?
Hey.
Excommunicated.
I can't speak for those comics, but...
No, you know, I like the S-Files. The S-Files is pretty funny.
Yeah, I love that.
The people I've been talking to have been telling me, they've been telling me, they've been promising me that they'll make Frank Chow look like a joke.
Wow.
Okay.
No, you can't make Frank Chow look like a joke.
I'm not promising that, but that's what they're telling me.
Okay, now, I apologize for this, but I have to live up to my show. I have to ask about you.
Okay.
Okay.
Feel free to get into my business.
All right. Now, how many people were you running up? How many people were you up against for this position?
One other person.
Who was that?
That was Dave Murray. He's the current sports editor right now, and it was a Well, go ahead and ask your question. Okay, I'll tell you about the race if you want to know.
Well, did the staff support you? Your selection as editor-in-chief.
The staff?
Yeah, did the staff...
Not everyone.
Not everyone?
Obviously not everyone. I think there were some people on staff who supported me. You know, it was a mix.
All right, well, does it bother you that these staff members were not happy with your selection as editor-in-chief?
It's, yeah, I keep on trying to tell people it's really not about... I think it's a wonderful thing if we can all like each other and we can get along. And
no, I've been saying that for years.
If you know, it would also be wonderful if everybody had everything that they wanted.
Dang, I couldn't even read that.
But
there you go.
But the things came out the way they did for whatever reason, and what's really important now is that we gel together as a team, and I think that's really possible.
Okay, now there was talk of a strike.
I think that ended up dying. I really wasn't involved in that issue because they were planning on striking against the current staff.
Are you serious? You have BJ?
Yeah, they were planning on striking against BJ's staff. They were concerned, some staff members were concerned that, or at least the way they explained it to me, they were concerned that they really didn't get to share as much as they wanted to with the board in making its decision as to who would be editor. And they were really disappointed that they couldn't share. And the boards basically said that they're willing to talk to them about ways we can potentially change that. No promises.
Now, what's the mood over there? Because I know, especially like in the SGA, everyone's yelling, eating each other's throats, you know, biting and stuff and kicking and screaming. Over even at WNC, oh, man, we've had problems here, especially with me. Hell, I'm always in the center of these problems. But at the Diamondback, do y'all have these problems? Maybe currently, before, whenever.
What type of problems do you mean?
You know, disagreements among staff members? Do people start yelling at each other? Do people get suspended?
Well, disagreements among staff members isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's nice to have healthy disagreements. We're always arguing, quote-unquote, back and forth about ideas. And
any yelling and screaming?
Yeah, well, hopefully not that much yelling and screaming. I think
you're going to write an article
what
about
happens
that.
Is,
a fight broke out in the Diamondback today.
What happens is I think we all kind of sometimes slip into
Jason
that mode.
Blair. Bludgeoned
to death.
Chris Murchison.
Okay, they're down there.
Disagreement over an editorial.
They're down there clapping in the newsroom right now. They're clapping in the newsroom at that one.
They are. probably, yeah.
I don't foresee any problems. It's a really great staff, a really dedicated staff. It's a bunch of people who really want to work hard.
Okay.
And actually, it's a good thing for, I think, our readers and your listeners to know that it's a staff that is really serious about doing good journalism and providing a good product for their readers.
And it shows.
It definitely shows.
I'm looking at the Diamondback. It's a great paper.
It's not a staff that's doing it for selfish reasons. For the most part, they're doing it because they want to provide a good product.
Okay, I want to thank Jason Blair for showing up on my show today, and I want to thank again my sort of co-host, Chris Ferguson.
Hey, glad to do it any time, man.
Yeah, okay. I might need you next week. I'm supposed to have Jessica Puma on. And,
you know I can't miss that.
And Jackie Harf. We're going to be discussing the SGA. I want to get down to the nitty-gritty about this SGA and what's going on there.
It's going to be no holes barred next week, nothing. It all comes out.
I'm going to kick them off so bad that
there you go.
Puma's going to want to suspend our funds.
Wow.
Thanks, man.
This has been no holes barred. Don't be a victim.